A few prayers of intercession on behalf of the believers. A believer has requested prayers for all believers, prayers that the light of the Holy Spirit would yet shine in this ever-darkening world. Prayers have been requested on behalf of a mother who has recently had a stroke and will be giving birth today to a new child. A young mother and her family are facing the uncertainty of giving birth, where there is a heart condition. Prayers are asked on behalf of this family that they would be given strength to accept God's will. A believing sister has experienced the blessings of being able to listen to these services online, being the only one in her family believing. She asked for prayers that God would give strength and grant her grace that she could remain in God's kingdom. Dear Heavenly Father, we today bring these prayers before your face. And we ask on behalf of these believing ones that you would grant them understanding that your holy and perfect will is holy and perfect, and give them to the mind to accept as you would your will, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask even that all of the believing congregation would remember these dear ones in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I thought for this service turn, I would read from the 1 Corinthians out of the 15th chapter. We'll read verse 50 and also verses 54 through 58. With that prayer that God would continue to bless us this weekend, bless our fellowship and our services together, and bless His Word to open His Word. We read these words in Jesus' name as follows. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Before we begin our study of these God's holy word, I would first like to bring those greetings of love and God's peace from the children of God there in Alaska, where I'm sure some of them have even joined us this week and on the option of online services. They remember us here. Our text speaks of that which our Lord and Savior has done for us, the resurrection unto heaven. In the much of the 15th chapter of this 1 Corinthians, God's word speaks of the resurrection of Christ. And if you have the opportunity to read this chapter, it is good, and it is comforting message. It is a good reminder of what we long for and what we hope for as believers. As our text first relates how that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, we know that on this earth, or in this place, this time of our life, there is no thing that we can do to merit salvation. There is nothing here on this earth that we can give or do to merit the righteousness of our Heavenly Father. Well, it is sometimes difficult to remember, but it is only through that merit works of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, that we are heaven acceptable, that we are righteous before our Heavenly Father. Even when we think of these trials, the trials of this life, how they can seem so daunting, they can seem so difficult in our time, in our day of trial. But we can be reminded even today how God gives us these trials. He allows these trials to come unto us to help remind us of that which we will one day own, to help and remind us that it is not for this life that we live, but it is for life everlasting, that hope of heaven that comes to the believers, to any who would believe. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. We are reminded often how at the beginning of time, at the first fall of man, God sent Adam and Eve from that Garden of Eden, and there at the gate to the garden, He blocked the way to the garden, or He blocked the way to the tree of life. But through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that way has been opened unto us again, where we can have that hope, we can attain the fruits of the tree of life through him, through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And in this way, and by the merit works of Jesus, that which was once corrupted has become incorruptible. Where God, or Jesus, was the Redeemer for sin-fallen mankind. And if we continue to care for our gift of faith, where we put sins away as it attaches, where we care for our life of faith, we endeavor to believe, going to our dear trusted brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers in faith, and as often as we need of it, speak of those matters that weigh on our conscience, and use the gospel of forgiveness of sins freely and often. And in this way, we can continue this endeavor of faith on this narrow way, with those light footsteps of a child of God. Our text continues that so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. We know how we can be reminded even today how the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus, when he humbled himself to come to dwell for a season, to teach and preach his God's kingdom, that message of salvation, to repent and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We know that Jesus came here in the humble form of man, where he experienced trials. He was susceptible to temptation of the enemy of souls. And yet he lived a perfect and sinless life, even unto death on the cross. But after the third day, he rose again, victorious over death and hell. And we can even see how, in the time when Jesus lived on this life, lived on this earth, it is this way that he approached all mankind. He spoke to all of man. He preached where he was sent. And he spoke that message of salvation, that message that it is good to believe on him and believe those sins forgiven. But we know how not, even in the time of Jesus, not all were able to believe. Some hardened their hearts. Some hardened their hearts to that simple message. It was too easy. But rather they desired to find of their own way through the law of Moses, through their own merit works, salvation. They felt that through their good works and their good deeds, that they were righteous before God. But we see how then after Jesus' death, after Jesus died, that death of sacrifice, that crucifixion on the cross there in Golgotha, where he, after his ascension, or after his resurrection, and before his ascension, it was at this time that Jesus, he only approached and was seen by the believers. And I think it is that this understanding that in this way there is that where the message sounds forth from God's kingdom, that same message that Jesus came to this world to preach, that message of repentance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That still sounds forth as Jesus commanded us to do, to go and preach and teach and to forgive all nations and all people. And that which Jesus has commanded is still sounds forth from God's kingdom, from the believers. But we know and we see that most certainly there are many who are not able to believe. And it is that this picture, when Jesus rose from the dead, and he only approached or was seen by the believers, it is because it is so that only the believers have that hope of eternal life, to where we will be resurrected from the dead, and we will be carried to that heavenly glory when Jesus comes for that second time. Not as he came in the humbleness of, in the form of man, but in the fullness of God's glory, Jesus will come and gather his own. And that resurrection will only be given to the believers, to those who believe on the gospel message of Christ, who believe that their sins are forgiven through Jesus' merit work and sacrifice, and that he is the Redeemer of all of our sins. And our text speaks of that, how when we own this gift of faith, we can even relate as our text how death is swallowed up in victory. That, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. We see and we can relate, dear brothers and sisters, how the enemy of souls, how the temptations of this world and our flesh, they are so close to each of us. And so often we fall short of God's grace. We fall short of God's grace and mercy. We fall short of his love, to where we are, we feel our own lackings. We feel our sinfulness, do we not, dear brothers and sisters? We feel so poor and weak and undeserving of God's grace. But when we can believe that simple message, that all of our sins are forgiven, then it is then that we can put away those sins of this, our latest sins. Even the greatest sin of unbelief can be set aside, and we can, as our text relates, have thanks to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And isn't it that which we experience when we have received repentance from sin, when we have received the gospel of the forgiveness of sins into our hearts? Don't we have that special feeling of thankfulness where our eyes of faith are opened again, and we can see clearly the beauty of God's kingdom? For it is here in the fellowship of God's kingdom that we are cared for, that we can be lifted up and brought and carried on that narrow way. It is here where we find that hope of making it one day to that goal which we long for, which is heaven. And even this hour, each and every one of you can receive into your hearts the message of the gospel of the forgiveness of sins, and believe your latest sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood, and be of good cheer. This message is for you. This message is for each of us. But dear one who may be listening, who does not feel as though they own this gift of living faith, one who fears this temporal death, wondering where they will go, you too can even believe your sins and doubts forgiven, even the sin of unbelief forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. And be of good cheer, be believing. And our text also, at the end with this, heart of faith, we are reminded that, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This ties in closely, I think, with our theme to that which we endeavor on our lives of faith. And as we endeavor, we see the joy. We experience the joy of believing. And we believe in that resurrection unto and the ascension into heaven, into life everlasting. And we are instructed and reminded that we should, as God wills and as God gives words, to continue in this labor of faith, to share that joy and that hope that we own as a child of God. But I too, feeling my own sinfulness, even before these words, would ask that can I believe my latest sins and doubts forgiven? I desire to believe together with you, dear brothers and sisters, in the fellowship of God's kingdom, where we find peace and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.